My brothers and sisters, our topic today is Unveiling the Bride. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 and 7. In these last days, God is preparing a bride for His Son. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. Who is this bride? The image of the bride begins in the Old Testament with Eve, who is a type of the church. See Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 through 24, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 32. In the New Testament, John the Baptist calls Jesus Christ the bridegroom and his disciples the bride, John chapter 3, verse 29. Later, Jesus also refers to himself as the bridegroom in relation to his disciples, Luke chapter 5, verse 34 and 35. For just as God created Eve out of Adam's body, God created the church out of Christ's body, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. For when Christ willingly gave up his body and died on the cross for us, God performed a divine heart transplant and exchanged our sinful heart with his Son's divine heart. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 11. Just as there was a betrothal period in biblical times between the bride and bridegroom until their wedding ceremony, so the body of Christ is now betrothed to Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Through water baptism, new believers declare their betrothal to their bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and their union with his death, burial, and resurrection. According to biblical custom, this betrothal is a binding commitment or covenant that can only be broken by infidelity. And by biblical tradition, the bride remains veiled until her marriage. After the second coming of Christ, the bride will be revealed, the wedding feast will take place, and the eternal union of the Lamb of God and his bride will be consummated. However, before this wedding can take place, the bride must make herself ready. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, and chapter 21, verse 2. Jesus Christ made a number of promises to the seven churches in Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. These promises were not only for those early churches, they are for the church today. Like all of God's promises, these too are conditional upon the obedience of our faith. Christ said, "Those who by faith obey his Spirit and overcome Satan would inherit his promises." He promised those who overcome would have their names written in the book of life and be ready for their marriage and eternal union with him. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, chapter 3, verse 5, and verse 21. Although the entire nation of Israel was called to be God's chosen people, most were unfaithful to him. When that occurred, God no longer called them his bride, he called them a harlot. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. But God's covenant promises were still fulfilled through his remnant of survivors or overcomers. See Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31 and 32. Many Christians mistakenly think that because of God's grace, they can love the world and have Jesus too. They are deceived. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, James chapter 4, verse 4, and 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Christ will not marry a harlot. God's covenant promises to the church will only be fulfilled through his faithful bride of overcomers. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. How can we become Christ's overcoming bride? It is not enough for us to zealously desire to be his bride. It is impossible for us to overcome Satan and sin by our own willpower and natural strength and zeal. If overcoming depended on us, we would be defeated. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. The Bible says we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The blood speaks of the triumphant work that Christ has accomplished by His crucifixion. On the cross, Jesus destroyed Satan's power over God's elect. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. By His death, Jesus redeemed us from both the penalty of sin and the power of sin. The secret to overcoming is knowing we have died in Christ. When Christ died, our sinful nature died with Him and was buried, that is, removed with Him. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 through 6. Christ lives in us. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. We are now raised with Christ and seated with Him in victory. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 6. Therefore, the power of Christ's blood shed on the cross silences all of Satan's accusations and lies. The blood of Christ nullifies Satan's power to accuse us of sin. It also nullifies his power to arouse us to sin. The bride of Christ who crushes Satan wears the full armor of God under her wedding dress. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. When Satan accuses Christ's bride of failing God, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, she stops his lies with the shield of faith and proclaims, "There is no condemnation in Christ." Romans chapter 8, verse 1. When Satan tempts Christ's bride to love her soul life, John chapter 12, verse 25, she uses the sword of the Spirit to make him flee and proclaims she is dead to the world through the cross of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 24. The bride who overcomes Satan knows she has died with Christ and is full of the Spirit and testimony of Jesus, her bridegroom. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through 13. This is the bride who conquers Satan by the word of her testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, and she does not love her life even when faced with death. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before God day and night has been hurled down. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. On his wedding day, Jesus will unveil his bride clothed in white wedding clothes, without stain or blemish, holy and blameless. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. These wedding clothes are the righteous acts that spring from our faith in Jesus Christ and his victory on the cross. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. This is the bride who has proven herself worthy by her undying love and faith in Jesus Christ and His cross. When Jesus Christ returns and is revealed, this is the bride who will be revealed with Him in glory. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. This is the glorious bride of Christ who will be joined in heavenly marriage and eternal union to her true love and Lord, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a beautiful crown and a glorious diadem to the remnant of his people. And as the bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so your God will rejoice over you. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 5, and chapter 62, verse 5. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly." Revelation chapter 22, verse 17 and 20. www.christcrucified.info